Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox with Dan Buck here.
Oh, please.
I had an idea how to get rid of the soap. I think I have a breakthrough in the case of getting rid of the pumpkin spiced hand soap. Tell me if you think this is a good idea. There's only one way to handle this. I have to, tomorrow, tell the wife that there were spiders on it. So when I smushed the spiders, I got spider guts on it, so I had to throw it all away.
She ain't buying it. She is not buying
crime.
That. Nope. Can't do it.
Ryan, there's an easy way out of this. You just tell her you're allergic to it.
That was where I thought you were going to go.
Yeah.
I think you just say that you broke out in hives. You got some things. Yes.
Itchy. Yeah, your hands itching?
I'm allergic to liquid pumpkin spice.
You know, I don't think I have any allergies except for... cats will do it for me. They'll make me itchy.
Yeah.
So I'll look at it and I'll say, is there cats in this? Are there cats in here?
Yeah, but see, you're doing this on a radio show that she might go back and listen to, so she's going to hear your strategy here.
It's not going to hold up in court.
I know.
Yeah. Well, not, and anyone listening, don't you dare tell her this conversation
exists. A lot of our listeners have actually chimed in on Facebook saying that October 1st should be the deadline before any pumpkin spice can come into the house. Some people think that should be the deadline date. Others, September is fall, so they're saying September is the appropriate time. Just say go with the dueling soaps.
Yeah.
You got your man soap on the left and your pumpkin spice on the right, and just tell her that this is my soap, that's your soap. That's how we'll resolve it. Let her have moment.
Like a sawdust smelling, something manly.
That's what I'm saying. Like Old Spice. Get an Old Spice pump or something.
Old Spice.
Yeah.
Irish Spring.
High Karate. Remember that?
High Karate.
That's bringing it back.
Oh, my.
Well, that's a good idea. Now I got to get a very manly smelling soap and
leather.
Just deal with that. That's a good idea.
Leather.
Yeah, leather. Oh,
leather smelling soap.
Home
That'll
Depot,
work.
Like a hardware store, whatever that
WD-40.
Scent may be.
WD-40.
WD-40. That's self, yes.
Smell
All right.
There you go.
Let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
Jimmy Kimmel's terrible. You know what suspended him? His talent. You know what else is really what? Take a look at this guy, his rating. That's what got Jimmy Kimmel out. He was terrible.
Wow. Yeah, he pretty much sums it up there. Jimmy Kimmel didn't get fired because of Donald Trump. He got tired because of his lack of talent and his brainwashed left-only approach to late-night TV.
Right, and I think it looks like they may try to salvage this, but do you think it was a mistake by the Trump administration to take credit for it when really it was out of their hands, but they wanted to make it look like they had something to do with it? If they would have just not taken credit, then this backlash wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, if Carr, the FCC chair, wouldn't have gotten his, you know, made the comments he made, this would have clearly been a decision by ABC, which I still believe it was. I don't think they were powered. They were losing tens of millions of dollars on that show a year, and the viewership continued to plummet each and every year. So, no, I don't think, you know, they're just going to have to get over it. And you think, did you hear somewhere they're going to try to resolve it? Like, try to bring him back?
Let's talk about that after the short list.
All right.
But now late night TV it's about laughter, but it's also about making progressives feel good about themselves, making them feel smug. And even I can't watch late night TV anymore. But the difference is you fight culture. If you don't like the progressive culture, create a conservative culture.
Well, he did. I mean, all the Jimmys that are on at night, not doing so well in the ratings, they are dwarfed by Greg Gutfeld, the new kid on the block.
Which is cable, not even broadcast, and he's still crushing them on a cable network, which shouldn't get near the ratings as a broadcast TV.
Right, 100%. That was PBS's take.
Right.
You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy.
That's right.
Wow. One of many great speeches.
Yep. And that speech from Stephen Miller, you have made him immortal, and ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, I say to you that a century from now, when they write of the two or three pivotal moments that led to the saving of Western civilization, they will write that the sacrifice of Charles James Kirk was the turning point.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't think there's any argument that we're on the brink of something great.
Yeah.
Every church I know, I was in Lawrence, Kansas, visiting my family there, and that church was packed to the rim, both at their 9 o'clock and at their 11. I heard Grace Church was also absolutely packed over the weekend. I don't know where this is going to go, but I think a revival could be coming, that America could be returning to many of its faith roots, and the young people. I was shocked to see how many KU students were filling Grace Church yesterday. Rev City Church in Lawrence, Kansas was probably 40% college kids in the congregation, the entire front too. And they were into the service. It was fun energy. Great to see these young people praising God and really celebrating the life of Charlie Kirk. And hopefully they'll keep that momentum going and we'll see a revival in this country.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, that is the Democratic Party's nightmare, that you eliminate race as a factor when it comes to motivations. That's what they try to pin on the other side. Nothing that you can prove, but they just assume that everyone that doesn't vote for them is racist. Just like Joe Biden said, if you ain't voting for me, then you ain't black. Or what was the line that Joe Biden had? It was something along those lines. So part of the problem that the Democrat Party put themselves into the back with is that they said, okay, either you're for us or against us. And I think a lot of people just rejected it altogether because they realized it doesn't really work that way, especially when there's a wide variety of what people believe in. So we look at what some of our core beliefs are, and it's not what the Democratic Party stands for. Real quick, the Variety, this is something Variety said, that Jimmy Kimmel and Disney working to reach a compromise to bring the show back. But I've seen conflicting reports on this too, where they're just so hurt that they were taken off the air that it might be something difficult. Now, here's what I saw over the weekend. People are trying to make this into a drive to cancel Disney Plus and some of their subscriptions to Disney, which I don't care. Don't go ahead. You can cancel Disney Plus. Don't bother me. So I don't think this is something that either way is a loss for most conservatives who don't like either services to begin with.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how it all plays out. And I'm not sure cancel culture is the route the conservative movement should go down. I think freedom of speech is one of the things that Charlie promoted the most. And that includes speech from the left. They are entitled to speak it. It's just we have the right to not listen to it or to not, you know, boycotts are fine. If you want to say we're not going to, you know, do that. But to physically go after a network or to try to shut it down through legal government means, I think, is the absolute wrong thing. Because if, and God forbid, we're ever not in power, you can bet they're going to turn around and do exactly that to us. And I just think government needs to stay on the sidelines and let the free market, let capitalism run its course. And if people don't like what's being said, then they'll turn it off. And consumers will dictate the market, so to speak.
This is capitalism. It was a business decision by them.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Kimmel is not being punished by the government as much as they want to try to make it into that. He's really not. And he's free to go do whatever he wants, free from ABC if he doesn't want to go back to it. There's nothing stopping him from that.
Hey, the liberals screamed and got Tucker Carlson canned from Fox News. And look, he's making way more money and way more successful out there on his own versus when he was at Fox.
You see what CNN said about this over the weekend? They're coming to the realization that some of their own tools have been used against them in some ways. Like, this is kind of funny. This is clip number 3 with Abby Phillips.
I heard earlier this week Ezra Klein and Ross Douthat having a conversation. And there was this moment where Ezra says, you know, I probably needed to acknowledge back a couple of years ago that we were a little too censorious, that the left was actually interested and kind of intimidating.
I think that's something
people.
More liberals should say.
Yep. I think it would help.
They should acknowledge, not just in passing, but actively acknowledge where things went wrong. That's mm-hmm. the only way to move forward.
Agreed.
I think, in a way. Because otherwise...
What would we acknowledge?
Well, I think you have to acknowledge that there is listen, cancel culture was a thing.
Absolutely.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It was actually a thing. And it's not just enough to say, well, my cancel culture was fine, but right. yours is wrong. There has to be an acknowledgement that now I think everybody understands what free speech really looks like and what it means. And then you have to apply that thinking to what was happening 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah. They use the term one, censorious. Okay, stop with the pretending that you know big words. But number 2, I don't technically agree this was cancel culture, but I do acknowledge that the Democrats are trying to call it that because they're trying to, I guess, blame this on Trump, because that's what ultimately the square root of everything is for the Democratic Party. How can they blame this on Trump?
It was at least good that she admitted that they were very much promoting cancel culture, especially through COVID. Anybody who went against the narrative got, you know, banned from social platforms. And, you know, at least she acknowledged that, hey, we did it. Now we can't be hypocrites and say they can't do it. But at the same time, I don't think, as you said, this wasn't cancel culture. This wasn't the government stepping in and banning someone. This was ABC saying you're losing us millions of dollars. Your ratings are in the tank. We're going to cancel you. They have the right mm-hmm. to do that as a business. That has nothing to do with what President Trump or the FCC was saying about it.
Yeah. Well, if you missed the Charlie Kirk Memorial over the weekend, this was the big thing. And we're going to play some more clips from it, some parts you may have missed coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Talk. Ethan, what's this link you sent me to JCPenney?
It's some man soap.
It's a man
soap. It's a bar of soap. It says Duke Cannon Bush Beer Men's Bar Soap. $10 for one bar of soap. I think you fully underestimate how cheap I am. Like, I would spend $10 on a bar of soap. But number two, why would you want your hands to smell like Bush beer? Like, why would you
I'll just say it. It's just it's what's more manly than Bush beer?
Smell like the ground of a frat house after a Saturday night. I like, think why would go, you want that?
I think there, Louis, I put it up on the stream so everybody could see.
I think Louisville Slugger leather smelling, like a ball glove. Now that would be a manly. That's wouldn't manly. That be great? That'd be a great, for me, that'd be the perfect soap. Leather right. smelling soap.
My hands would be so clean. I'd be washing my hands all day if I needed it or not.
There is nothing like the smell of a glove, of a ball glove. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, of a mitt. Oh, perfect idea. I'll see if I can find that. So over the weekend was the Charlie Kirk Memorial, and luckily we're going to talk to Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. He was there covering it for Fox News, and I'm really looking forward to his impression of what it was like to be there. And I think the best speech of the night, Erica Kirk, I think a lot of other people believe best speech of the night. And I wanted to play one other clip from her because she had a lot of great moments and the strength and courage for her to go and be able to complete that. Her emotions, I can't imagine how difficult it was for her not to break down at any given moment. But here is her talking about her husband, Charlie Kirk, clip number 6.
He wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life. That young man. On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That young man.
Wow. Oh.
And her next words, I forgive him. Yeah.
I forgive him. Oh.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, that's heavy.
It just the Christ-like example that brings to this whole event is unbelievable. I mean, for her in the wake of this, less than 11 days after the assassination, to say that in front of millions of people, I don't think you can ask for a more Christ-like. And we are different. I mean, if anybody doesn't think that the left and the right are different, we're very different. That she proved that in that moment, that we are called to a much higher calling, and hatred is not going to get us out of this. It's got to be love. It's got to be Christ-like love. And that moment is going to be a defining moment, not just for Turning Point USA, but hopefully for this nation and for conservatives to ask themselves, can I be that forgiving? Can I be that kind? Can I be that in the face of just horrific, you know, violence and tragedy? And then how do I show that in my everyday life, to be that light, to be that example, to bring light into darkness? I just think it was so prophetic. It's gonna morph into who knows what, but it's going to be something special. And
right.
Yeah, I just was blown away. I was blown away by her compassion there.
I kept thinking about if you were to try to script this and make it into a movie, I don't know if you could have made it more dramatic than her speech there. Like you couldn't have orchestrated that any differently to make it any better. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And something the president said last night, and this is one of the moments where it really stuck in my mind when I thought of the highlights of President Trump's portion of it. This is clip number 13.
As president, many people asked me for things, but Charlie was one of the few who always gave more than he took. He was a giver, much more than a taker. And no matter how big Charlie became, no one was too small for him to notice. He was good to everybody. Didn't matter.
Wow. He was a giver. And you notice, too, the when he asked for favors, when he asked for things, he was doing it for someone else or something else. In this sake, the country. He thought he was doing it for the good of the country. He wasn't doing it for himself. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That tells you a lot about him.
The one part I loved was when the president said he would call and he'd say, you know, we got a country to save, right? You know, right, Mr. President? And I do believe he felt that. He believed we had a country to save. I think that's what woke him up every morning. And they say he'd work from 5 in the morning till 11 at night. And that was Charlie's call, that he felt this nation was in peril and we had to save it. And he was going to do it through the young people of America. And by God, he did. I mean, that election, I think, would have gone a totally different direction. And I think we all know that our country would have gone in a starkly different direction had Trump not won. And it was his work with the young people that did that.
Yep. All right. We're going to be joined by Jeff Manasso coming up from Fox News Radio. And he was there and we talked to him last week about covering this. And I want to know what it was like inside the stadium, what the people were like. There's just so much you can absorb while watching it through a television or listening to it through the radio. But what was it really like to be there? We'll ask Jeff Manasso coming up. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker alongside Dan Buck. And over the weekend, some very touching tribute to Charlie Kirk happened where there were a lot of people in attendance and they waited a long time to get into that stadium to be a part of it. One was reporting for Fox News Radio, Jeff Manasso. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, guys, always good to be with you. Tens of thousands of people from across the country, some from across the world. They were here yesterday for church, Sunday church, and what became a faith revival here in Glendale. We heard from faith leaders and friends of Charlie Kirk and from some of the most powerful people on the planet, honoring this young man who at 31 built a movement that supporters say will be felt for generations. President Trump saying that Charlie was assassinated because he lived boldly in honor of patriotism, freedom, and faith, and that the gun aimed at him was aimed at all of us. Mm-hmm. That he's a martyr, and that people around the world will not forget Charlie Kirk, and that neither will history. But it was Erica Kirk yesterday with those powerful words, saying that Charlie was doing what he did so well. Then he blinked. He saw his Savior in paradise before she said that she forgives the man who took Charlie's life. It was a stunning and powerful moment. I can tell you, as a member of the press in the international press section, generally members of the press are just robots. They don't even stand for the national anthem. Yesterday, there were members of the press standing, their hands in the air, some of them crying, as Erica Kirk said that. It was really powerful.
How do you think this is going to be remembered, Jeff? I mean, we all have moments at different points in American history, from JFK to I Have a Dream speech to, you know, the 9/11 that we all endured. And this is going to be a monumental pivot, I think, in our country. But how do you think that that speech by Erica is going to go down in history.
Well, it's not just Erica. It was many, many who were talking about faith and Charlie's mission to essentially spread the word. I mean, this was a Christian faith revival, and younger people are flocking to churches. We've seen that in the wake of his death, and the impact that he had is. Look, 2,100 chapters prior to his death, TPUSA chapters. Now some 70,000 requests, even more than that, probably at this point, have come in for new college, new high school chapters, not just around the country, but around the world. Turning Point USA is now a global force. And it was a memorial, though there was this sense of hope and peace that really, if you're a human being, it was tangible. You could feel it. This connection between people here and celebrating what Charlie meant to them and the mission that they vow to continue. You know, people that I've been talking to outside Turning Point these last couple of days that came in from all over the world. I talked to people from Russia, many from Canada, and some from Europe. And as people gathered, complete strangers holding hands, praying together, singing together. It's just powerful stuff. And so based on what I've seen, you know, these people want to carry this forward, carry his mission forward. And it's been a really powerful couple of days.
Yeah. And, you know, not to give a loaded question or anything like that, but I mean, you've reported on a lot of different news events, and when there is something big and there's a reaction, it could go either way. There could be some moments where you're reporting on violence in a city. There could be times where you're reporting and it's a bunch of nothing. There's no reaction to it. To see this reaction and to be able to go to a stadium filled with people that cared about Charlie Kirk and never met him before, young people, yeah, old people, everyone there together. I have to imagine that of all the different things you've reported on the spot, that this may be one of the most unique situations you've been in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, this was really definitely one. It was a heavy event, a lot of emotions, and I've covered a lot of sad stuff, really sad stuff, tragic, sad, big stories. You know, I've been to Super Bowls, and I can tell you, I was at that stadium 10 years ago for Super Bowl 49, and what Turning Point USA and the federal government did in terms of TSA, Department of Homeland Security, Secret Service, to be able to pull off this Super Bowl style event in a matter of a week in planning was quite remarkable. We left our hotel about 3 a.m. and you know, about 10 miles out from the stadium, we ran into rush hour traffic in the dead of night, and people were parking their cars miles out just to walk because the traffic was so bad, and just to make that pilgrimage to get there. And it was just like a Super Bowl where people are amped up. You still have that same sense that people were amped up, like they were excited and hopeful toward, you know, for a brighter future as they carried on Charlie Kirk's message of faith. Faith was really the it was omnipresent in the room, faith. And it really was. I've never, to answer your question, I guess it's a long answer, I've never covered anything like this.
Jeff, your network went wall to wall with this, starting early in the morning and carrying it all the way through the evening when it was over. Your counterparts over at CNN had counter programming,
yeah.
I guess, that was the people like Jasmine Crockett, you know, spewing the hateful rhetoric and who voted against even a moment of reflection and remembrance of Charlie on the congressional floor. I don't think there's ever been a time when you can more clearly see in this particular moment, in this event of Charlie's death, where you can more clearly see the differences between the left and the right. Would you say that's accurate? You
know, I would say that that's probably correct. And we saw Erica Kirk, one of some of her other words that we heard from her yesterday is after Charlie's assassination, we didn't see violence. We didn't see fires. We didn't see riots. All we saw was revival. Hmm. And we witnessed that yesterday, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. truly remarkable. And Jeff, I'm so glad that you were able to share some of your experiences here. Now what's next? I'm guessing a day after, this is going to be a tough one to try to reflect on and try to figure out what you just witnessed.
TPUSA is growing stronger. It is now a global organization, 2,100 chapters to start prior to his death. Now some 70,000 plus requests have come in for high school and college chapters, not just around this country, but around the world. It's now a global force of faith and conservatism.
And Jeff, the TPUSA Faith, which is another growing branch, is also part of that booming 60-plus thousand, I think you said 70,000 now, applications of people wanting to start chapters. But that faith division is churches. So churches are now starting these formations of these TPUSA chapters. That also is encouraging because that can bring young families in, that can bring adults in to the fold, correct?
We've seen evidence since Charlie Kirk's death. We've seen evidence of young people flocking to churches.
Yeah,
and so that's what Charlie Kirk wanted. That's what his friends and others we spoke we heard from yesterday saying that he wanted young people to turn to faith. And we definitely have seen that. Guys, I got to run.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, and he brings that up. I was in Lawrence, Kansas, home of Kansas, University, and they had a home football game going on, and the church was absolutely packed at 11 o'clock. While that football game, while thousands were heading to the football stadium, there were hundreds in the church I was at, Rev City Church there in Lawrence. Hundreds of college kids mm-hmm. who were there to honor him the theme of the sermon there was turning point. Well,
that's amazing.
Yeah, definitely a turning point in our country. We'll see where it goes from here. Let's hope the momentum continues.
You know, there was something, and you mentioned this earlier, and I know we only got a couple minutes, so this might be going into a little overtime, but you were talking about the president's speech and you were hoping that he would stay on point and keep it about Charlie. Not always the case during the speech. One of the things he mentioned was there could be a big announcement today about autism. And we have Tanya J. Powers next hour who's going to join us. And we were originally going to talk to her about RFK Jr.'s panel on vaccines for children. I wonder if we can ask her about this too. She might have some breaking news for us next hour of what might be happening.
Absolutely. Health correspondent for Fox News. Yep.
Right. And you're right. When I heard things like that, now keep in mind, President Trump did bring it back to Charlie, but he would say he would have been front and center excited about this announcement. I wish he was here for it. But I thought the same thing you were saying. I thought you didn't have to go on that side trek. You could have stayed straight with what you were on because what you're saying was beautiful. And that's all you had to say was the Charlie stuff.
You just need to stay on script and not do the normal drifting that happens in some of his speeches. But it was a wonderful, wonderful day. I mean, JD was incredible. Hegseth, the president of Hillsdale. I'd love to get some sound in next hour from him. It was just a remarkable day of faith and love and encouragement. And where do we go from here? It was awesome.
All right. Buck, don't give a pumpkin spice soap coming up after.
It's a good
break.
One, too. It's Minority Monday. We got a dandy, somebody out there, an African-American young man who's defending Charlie very passionately. You'll love today's segment.
And that's coming up on 97.1
FM. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FM Talk.
But don't give a f***.
If you only listen to the Ilhan Omars and the Jasmine Crocketts and the Maxine Waters and all the other African-American haters of Charlie Kirk, you would swear that all African-Americans hate the man, hate what he stood for, don't agree with anything that he said. Well, you would be sorely mistaken. It's because the CNNs of the world will not share people who have disagreements or have other thoughts that they like to share. Today, we're going to feature a young man. You're going to love this guy on our Minority Monday. He goes by Jay on TikTok. His actual handle is jshaw.3. He's got over 100,000 followers, but his videos have over 3 million views, including one that went totally viral where he's talking about Charlie Kirk, that he wasn't a racist, he wasn't a homophobic, he was just having conversations and how Charlie impacted him as an African-American young man to start thinking for himself and to challenge some of those status quo things that are constantly being fed to us. Well, here's Jay, our Minority Monday hero, who is out there sharing the truth, and you're going to want to hear more from this guy, I promise you. Hit it, Ethan.
And as I keep listening to Charlie Kirk, all I could do is appreciate the platform he provided for the youth. Because as a young adult, as a kid, it didn't matter what it was. Independent thinking was not encouraged. You just did whatever everybody told you to do. Especially growing up with me, you just vote blue. Don't matter who it is. Don't matter what they say. It ain't got to make no sense at all. You just vote Democratic. It don't matter. So when we turned 18, it was never about like, what actually makes sense to me? It was never about that. You just did what your folks told you to do. You just did what society told you to do. But that's what I can respect with Charlie Kirk, because he encouraged independent thinking. He would go to the youth. Nobody does that. He would go to the youth.
Amen.
Everybody's talking about, man, he debating kids. But he said in his videos, y'all remember I'm down a rabbit hole. He said in his video plenty of times, I'm not debating kids. I'm debating voters. I'm debating our future. I got to respect that. Because he's encouraging independent thinking. He's saying, get up there, bro, and tell me, what do you want in life? What do you think is right or wrong? How are you thinking? Let me understand you. And he encouraged these kids and challenged these kids to think for themselves. That's big for me, bro. Because I'm an independent thinker now, but I wish something like that was around back then. There was no social media and all of that. But I'm just saying, it's dope to see him challenge the future, the younger generation, into thinking for themselves and not just falling into this bubble and being told what to do. Think for yourself, form your own opinion. Even if you agree to disagree, that's okay. Have a conversation, have a debate. It may get heated, but at the end of the day, it's just a conversation. We ain't gotta scrabble, we ain't gotta do none of that, bro. Just have a conversation. Let me see your perspective, you see my perspective. And let's see if we can come to a middle ground. If not, that's okay. I can't do nothing but appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, man, that's good. His name is Jay. He goes by, handle is at jshaw.3. At jshaw.3. Go out there, give the guy a like, give him a follow. thank him for sharing his message from the African-American community that they need to think for themselves and be open to dialogue without hatred and visceral and violence and all the things that so many times we're hearing from the left. It's just refreshing to see a young man like that being independent in his thinking. Pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, when Charlie Kirk would go to universities, he would talk to a lot of people that were not students. He would talk to anyone that wanted to have a conversation with him. That was the big deal when it came to discourse.
There were
a lot of adults on these campuses that would show up and they would see the crowd. And keep in mind, too, when Charlie started doing this, he was a college-age student. I mean, it goes back to when this is something that he did naturally on college campuses. It was his crowd that he was trying to reach because he understood what it was like to be that age. He started. That's when it all started for him. So,
some of the best I saw was when he would go toe-to-toe with some professor who boldly would come to that microphone, and they would go at it with their totally differing ideas. And I would say Charlie was always respectful, but Charlie just never backed down. That was what I just admired about the guy, is that he was so convicted and he was so rooted in faith that everything about him had that faith component to it. He had the scripture to back up why he believed what he believed. And man, he's going to be missed, but he has ignited an army. As Jeff so adequately said earlier, we're going global now, right? From 2,400 chapters to well over 70,000 chapters at schools and churches and high schools around the country. It'd be awesome.
You know, it's really nice to see people profess their faith in public like Charlie did. Amber, I think we're only going to see more of that. Young people that are going to be more proud to do that, as afraid before as they were. We're not going to hopefully have to feel that way when it comes to professing faith. Coming up in the next hour, Tom Ackerman will talk sports and Tanya J. Powers will talk health. And what's going on with what the president mentioned yesterday about this autism study or autism treatment? It'll be interesting to see what she says about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.